Proclamation Number 0442 of 31st of May, 1938. The Sun. The Spiritual Sun. The Divine Mercy Sun. A sunny spring morning will revive the spirit and give it the right food. For it is prophesied in the Lord that the divine voice will be heard, which stands in the divine sun of grace. And so, as the sunny day delights the heart of man, so the soul is highly happy when the sun of divine love shines upon it. It is an inexplicable process for you that the sun does not always express itself with its power in the same way. That it irradiates the earth valley at times with light and heat and again at times nothing of its power and beauty can be noticed. This is due to the fact that the earth is surrounded by atmospheric shells which prevent the sun's rays from reaching the earth or reduce their light and heat power, so that the beneficial effect of the sun's rays is weakened and is felt only slightly by the earth. It is exactly the same with the spiritual sun, which in its elemental power wants to penetrate the human heart, wanting to shine through it with light and the warmth of love, and which often cannot work its way through because of the many shells in which the soul languishes. As the forces of nature, severe weather, rain, wind and storm, have a purifying effect in the atmosphere surrounding the earth and allow the sun's power to penetrate, so must the human heart, the soul. Remove all the dross around and within you and clear the way for the divine mercy sun to feel the effect of this invigorating and refreshing in the spirit. To provide the spiritual sun unhindered entrance to the heart is a task, which should be quite recognized in life. Because you people on earth certainly long for purely physical sunshine and warmth. How great is then the desire of the soul for the spiritual sun, which can come to it again only if the human will cooperate. How wonderfully the soul will then be able to enfold, and in what shining light it will stand. And how soon it will then be receptive for the divine spirit, which can only stay in a completely purified and sun-clear soul. The sunlight and its power cannot be replaced in equal effect. And so nothing will be able to replace the power of the divine mercy sun. Amen.